BBC News with Julie Candler. A fierce critic of the US Environmental Protection Agency has been sworn in as head of the organization. Scott Pruitt, the former Attorney General of Oklahoma, has sued the agency more than a dozen times over its regulations. Democrats and green groups are concerned about his views on climate change and his ties to the coal and gas industries. President Trump has again attacked major U.S. news organizations, describing them as the enemy of the American people. He made the remark in a tweet a day after an antagonistic news conference at which he repeatedly accused the media of dishonesty. 10 years after Serbia was cleared of genocide in the former Yugoslavia, the leader of Bosnia's Muslims, Bakir Izetbegovic, has said he will appeal against the ruling. The Bosnian Serb member of the country's tripartite presidency warned that an appeal would provoke a new political crisis in the Balkans. The United Nations says many Colombians living along the Venezuelan border have been displaced by criminal ex-paramilitary groups seeking to fill the vacuum left by the departure of FARC rebels. Officials said 96 families had fled their homes. The Anglo-Dutch company Unilever has rejected a $140 billion takeover bid from the American food giant Kraft Heinz. However, shares in both companies surged, suggesting that investors believe a merger could still take place. The wife of Zimbabwe's 92-year-old President Robert Mugabe has said he's so popular that even if he died, he could still pick up votes in next year's elections. Grace Mugabe was addressing a rally of Zimbabwe's ruling ZANU-PF party. And a telephone used by Adolf Hitler during the Second World War is to be auctioned in the United States this weekend. The red phone, which has the Nazi leader's name engraved on it, was found in his Berlin bunker in 1945. BBC News.